2005. We're continuing our interview with Mona Sedbrock. So we're talking about Jerry Zacharias now, mm-hmm. that had gone to school.
Yes.
And this is before she really was involved with the
being blind. Yes.
Being blind and being involved.
She had trouble with her eyes at that time, but not that bad. We had a blind girl that did go to our class, so her name was Elizabeth Foley. But everyone helped her, and she was a very likable person, very well liked.
Because I was told that in high school, people sort of pitched in and were very kind and mm-hmm. considerate.
I think they were.
And so, so Jerry was actually your age then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you attend high school reunions now? Do you still see
yes.
Lots of these people that you've
yes.
talked about and known?
Mm-hmm. One of the last things my husband was able to do before he died was to go to our school reunion. That would have been our 55th.
How often does your class meet?
We didn't meet until our 20th year, and then we met at 40 years. Now we're meeting every 5 years.
When's the next one?
It'll be in 07, 2007.
2007. Yes, I have a question here from your document. You talked about having to clean the clinkers out of a stove. And
that was a coal stoker, a furnace.
And that was where?
On Walnut, where we lived on 1806 Walnut.
What is a clinker?
Really, it's what is left after the coal has burned. There's a residue, it's like a little rock. May have to be taken out of the stoker.
And they were called clinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That sounds like pain.
They were a pain.
Uh-huh.
That's what you had to put up with if you had a coal furnace.
You had a crank telephone out on the ranch.
Yes.
There. What's your memory of that?
Everybody on the line listening into all your conversations.
Could you tell when somebody was on the line listening? Was there a click?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you get to the receiver, you could hear it.
Uh-huh. Of course, you didn't do that to anybody else.
Oh, I'm sure we didn't.
Uh-huh. Do you remember your ring?
I think it was two longs and a short.
Do you remember how many people maybe were on your party line?
Probably 12, something like that. Quite a few.
And when did the crank telephone get replaced by a dial?
I can't tell you for sure.
Do you remember that happening though?
Yes. I remember it happening. But
did everybody still have a party line?
Some in the valley still had party lines, but in later years then it went to mostly just main lines.
Mm-hmm. Some other little tidbits here as I go along. Going back to the group social things when you all piled into the car, you know how it was that George Fleshman always seemed to be on your date when you started dating your husband?
He and my husband, we both had the locker mates at school, high school, and they were best friends. And so he went along. Oftentimes we'd take my sister Betty to be his date.
Oh, I see.
Or someone else. Uh-huh. He went with a cousin of mine for uh-huh. a while, and different ones.
And he just sort of was there.
Yeah, he was just part of the
uh-huh.
of the date.
Where would you go on your dates when you were dating your husband?
Well, to the movies or church or school activities.
Was there a drive-in movie when you were young?
Yes, in later years. It was, I think probably after I was married. four. It was a drive-in. Not when we were in high school.
Did you take your family there when you were young?
We used to go once in a while, not very often. Mainly because we couldn't afford it.
Uh-huh.
Young families don't have a lot of money lots of times.
Right. Did you attend college?
Just 1 year.
Where'd you go?
Eastern Oregon.
Did you have a plan or did you just take classes?
Well, I just took classes thinking maybe to be a teacher, but I didn't finish, so.
Were you involved in any activities while you were in college that year?
Just the school things mainly.
Who did you live with when you went to school?
Oh, I lived with my grandmother.
Was this your maternal or paternal grandmother?
Paternal.
Paternal.
My dad's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived at 1204 M Avenue, which was right under the hill from the college. So I stayed with her. She had her son, Herbert, living with her, and he was called into the service. And when he left, she asked if I'd stay with her during the winter. So I lived with my grandmother.
Was that enjoyable?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
It sounds like it was also very convenient.
Yes. Just had to walk up the hill, and there was a school.
Are you, did they have a term for local people who were going to college then?
It was three terms for the year.
Yeah.
In the summer term if you wanted to go, but I didn't go the summer term.
I mean, what I'm saying is, were you aware that there was a term for people from the immediate area that went sometime? Now I can't remember it. Townies, I think. Was that in use then? That would distinguish people who were from LeGrand as opposed to people who came from out of town.
No, I don't think there was a distinction as such.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the terms. I think we had two semesters rather than terms at that time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What classes did you take? Do you remember?
Just the beginning classes of English and social studies and economics. I can't remember what all, but just basic classes.
I was reading some information here about, looks like when you had your children, you had some difficult times. You had anemia.
Yes.
You had anemia every time that you became pregnant. I was reading here about your son being born, and he got quite ill that time.
Yes.
Looks to me like they might have given you the wrong blood. What happened with
that?
Well,
they didn't cross match it close enough, and I had a reaction to it. And temperature went to 105 and broke out in hives. And
what hospital were you in?
At St. Joseph Hospital.
Now, is that the old courthouse, or is that the courthouse now?
Yes.
Is the old St. Joseph Hospital?
Yes, it is.
And, but they did do a typing cross match. I guess that's
they had to discontinue the first one, and then they did cross match it, and then the second one went well.
Did that take a while to recover from?
Well, I had some postpartum depression afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was because I was weak. My mother stayed with me for a week, so that was good.
Was there a routine for women who were having babies at that time? Did you have to stay so many days?
When my first baby was born in 1945, I stayed 2 weeks. And then it was cut down to a week, the second one, and I think the third one I just stayed about 5 days. Now they kick them out the next day.
You're out. Did you have to lay flat or be still?
The first 2 weeks, the first one was. They wouldn't let you up.
Did that make sense?
No, it didn't.
Did new mothers talk about that amongst each other?
Well, we thought it was the normal thing to do, but it makes you too weak. You can't function well afterwards, it takes a while. So I think that was bad.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Tell me about this vacation Bible school you used to do in the summer.
Well, it was just an activity through a religious activity. We called it Daily Vacation Bible School, and we'd come from all over in the area and get together. We had craft things and learned about the Bible, memorized verses from the Bible, and just sang songs, just the usual things you do in a Bible school.
Now, was this when you were living out on the farm
mm-hmm.
out there? And where did it take place?
On Lark Cove Road.
Was it in a school?
It was in a school building, and I can't remember the name of it.
Was it another one-room school building?
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Uh-huh. And this happened every summer?
Yes.
Did they divide you off by age? Was it a big group?
It was a big group. I don't remember too much about it, but I do have some certificates that show that I graduated from Daily Vacation Bible School that I attended.
Did you do that every summer until you came back to La Grande?
Several summers. I don't remember exactly how many.
Mm-hmm. Was it non-denominational?
Yes, it was non-denominational.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember some of your friends that you kept over the years that you did that with?
Well, Betty and Jack Kerr, who were our closest neighbors at that time. Mm-hmm. They lived on Sandridge Road also.
Now, did you have to pay to go to those?
No.
No?
I can't remember them being in charge.
Mm-hmm.